I should get him to stop crying.
Dumb luck.
You and Mom had three. No help, just the two of you. How'd you manage?
Oh, that was easy. You kids and your mom. That was all I ever wanted. It was easy to do it when you look at it like that. Yeah. You're beautiful, Kevin. Do him a favor. Stop trying to live up to me. I was terrified of being like my dad, and you are terrified of not being like yours. We both wasted a lot of time being quietly terrified. Close your eyes. Decide what you want, and then you go and get it, son.
Rhode Island, welcome to This Is Us 2. It's a podcast dedicated to This Is Us on NBC. So sit back, relax, and let's all have a good cry. Hello, everybody, and welcome. My name is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake. And can I just have Jack Pearson as my dad?
Can I just have Jack Pearson as, like,
anything?
My elf on the shelf.
Can I just be Jack Pearson?
Oh my goodness.
And I know it's funny to say that after this episode, especially when he takes a drink halfway through taking his kids home with his wife. Mm-hmm. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But oh my goodness gracious. The tears that were coming out of my eyes with that scene. Of course, it doesn't help. It certainly doesn't help that I have a lot of big time daddy issues. So I'm sure that's all I wanted my dad to do and say to me was just, your kids look gorgeous. Right. Stop worrying about being me. Just be you. I wish I had that.
Hey, but we can have that with each other, right?
Yes.
We can have that with each other. So, normally we do like a story time here.
Yes.
And I'm going to do it a little different spin. A little different spin on
Let's
this
Let's go with
story
it. Let's
time.
Do it, man. Let's do it.
So many of you who are our listeners know that Blake and I, we had a miscarriage this month. Like 22 days ago, I lost the pregnancy. So I'm just telling you this to start off with because this episode was so hard. So hard for us.
Yeah.
On many levels. And I know that miscarriage and infertility and just pregnancy issues and all these different things, I know that they can be really hard and triggering for people. And this is why we named this podcast, This Is Us. T-O-O, because so many of these different things affect all of us in different ways. And last night, as Blake and I were watching the episode sitting on the couch together, it just felt like it was coming at us from all different angles. I think when we have been emotional during This Is Us, it's because there's one thing that gets you. You know what I mean? It's like when Randall's there in the water with his mom and you're like, oh my God, now it got me. Or, you know, there's just different moments, pretty much any moment with Jack, you know, automatic waterworks. But it just was coming from different angles. And because this is so raw for us, it just wouldn't stop. I was actually fine in the previous episodes, like of babies and birth and things like that. But this one was really hard. It was really hard for both Blake and I in some ways that were similar and in some ways that were very different. Mm. So we didn't even know if we would be able to do this podcast tonight because of how emotional it made me. Usually after Blake and I are done watching a show, I sit there and I go, oh my gosh, so what did you think? You know, even if we're crying, I'm like, what did you think of that one? What was your favorite part or whatever? And I immediately went to the bathroom, took melatonin and walked upstairs, yep, like in silence.
Yep.
Washed my face, went to bed, got out my earbuds so I could listen to my Calm Meditation sleep app. And Blake came upstairs and he was like, so, do you want to talk about this? And for the first time in forever, if I may quote Queen Anna.
Yeah, sure. Queen, you're right. Queen.
Yeah.
Let's get it right.
Right. She was, yeah.
Got to protect the brand.
For the first time in forever, I said, I don't want to talk.
Yeah. And for Mary to say that she doesn't want to talk, whew, I mean, you know, red alert.
Yeah.
You know, flags should be going off. Alarms. This is five alarm fire right here.
So know that this episode hit us on multiple levels. We're hopefully going to be okay talking this through. We're going to see how this goes.
Yeah. I'll say this. It was, like Mary said, it was a very hard episode for us. And for multiple reasons, I'm sure we'll probably get into those reasons a little bit. I think we probably won't delve in specifically to those reasons like we normally do. Normally we are very upfront and normally we share our lives, and if it happens organically, then it does. But as of this moment, I think we're going to talk about the show. We're going to talk about the things that happen in it. Obviously how it makes us feel, but not, we're going to just acknowledge the elephant in the room that yes, Mary had a miscarriage, and when we watched this episode, it was very sad. And then we'll go from there because,
been our third child.
Yes. And the idea of having a third child has been a conversation between Mary and I.
That's a good word for it. A conversation.
Yeah. and I will say that, all right, so here's a little bit of a story.
Yeah.
When Mary found out that she was pregnant the latest pregnancy, the one that that she lost, my reaction was not a positive one. And it wasn't that I was mad at her or mad at me. It was like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Like, take how Randall was.
We need another car. But you did say, I think we're going to need another car.
Yeah, well, like, take how Randall was in this episode, being like, you know, I want a third one.
Yeah.
I was the opposite. I was like, we're going to need a car. We're going to need a house. I was actually, for the first time in my life, I had anxiety attacks.
Every single day.
Every day.
And at 5 o'clock.
It got bad at 5 o'clock during dinner time. And I had to get special crazy medicine so I didn't have anxiety attacks. And it was bad. But as time went on, and I got a chance to start thinking about the positivity of it, I was like, wow, you know, having a third one wouldn't be all that bad. And then finally I was like, okay, you know what? We're having the third one. We're doing this. Let's do it. And then that day we discovered that it was not going to be a viable pregnancy. So right now, Mary and I are in a place of, holy smokes, Mary just went through this. We have to be in a healthy mindset. Do we want to have another child? I think as of right now, that conversation's happening. Well, it's about to happen, and it is a very sensitive topic. So I don't know how much we're going to be talking much more about Randall and the third child aspect of it, or Rebecca's mom miscarriage and the whole thing. Mary, I don't know if that's something that you want to talk about. If you don't, I respect it. If you do, if you're okay with it, then we will.
We just wanted to give you guys a heads up.
Yes.
This is really hard. I've wanted to cry all day, and I probably will cry. Fun fact.
Yep.
For those of you who watch me live, if I wear bold lipstick, it's because I've had a bad day, and I'm trying to hide the fact that I've been crying. So we're gonna give it our all. Normally, when I'm not doing very well, or if Blake's not doing well, we may postpone. And I just don't think you can postpone this. I think it will be hard to talk about in the near future. So yeah. I'm more like, let's just do this.
Let's talk.
This may be a hard episode for us. And if it's hard for you, and if this has been a a triggering episode for you, know that we are here with you and we love you, but we are going to try to focus on a lot of other things. But if it is harder from particularly me to talk about, know that this is why. All right.
Let's get on with the show.
Before we get into the show, I forgot. You can make sure to follow us on all sorts of social media, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, in case you don't follow us in all those venues. If you are there, please hit that subscribe button. Come on and see us. Really exciting that our Instagram live feed is working and you can see us. I'm waving to all my friends on Instagram. Let us know where you're tuning in from. My friends on Facebook and YouTube, you do the same. Also, we have a website called maryandblake.com that we would love for you to check out. But more importantly, for our friends who do have Facebook, we have a great Facebook community there. Just search Mary and Blake. It's going to be the only group really that you see. And request to join if you enjoy the topics that we cover, the fandoms that we enjoy as well. That's going to be a special place for you too.
All right. So the title for this episode is The Ride, which... of course, is in reference to all
the rides home,
all the rides home, and even you know the ride to Uncle Kevin's in the future, which we get a future flash forward.
Digging it,
which I am in on, except one part.
Oh, but Blake, you're such a hater of the "This Is Us" cliffhanger. Just let it be.
Goodness gracious,
let it be.
The director. Oh, the director.
Y'all been sleeping on my boy Miguel.
John Huertas.
Wait, why is Miguel his sleeping? I don't understand.
No, that's the thing. That's the title. That's the sounder that we have for Miguel.
Yeah, but why are you playing that for the director?
Because that's who directed the episode.
Wait, the actor who plays Miguel was the director for this episode?
Y'all been sleeping on my boy Miguel.
Told ya. He's your boy.
It's because he wasn't in it.
What?
He's like, what am I going to do for episode 9? I don't really know. Well, you guys made me get COVID tested, okay?
I'm here. Might as well do something.
Come on. Give me something to do.
I ain't getting no coffees.
Nope.
Milo, get your own coffee.
Can you direct at all? And they thought it was a joke, and he was like, yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
Totes. And I nailed it.
And actually, you know what? He has directed before. He has directed a couple of different things, mostly shorts. There's one thing called Donna Bachelor's A Homecoming, and then another short called The Box. But this is the first real big thing that he has directed.
Well done,
so,
sir.
Well John done. Huertas, excellent job, especially with that dreamscape. Excellent stuff. And also, we'll get there. Mm-hmm. The writer, Julia Brownell, a writer for This Is Us since 2018. So that would be what? That would be season 3. She has written Katie Girls, Songbird Road Part 2, Flip a Coin, New York, New York, New York. Those are the episodes that your girl Julia has written. And if you like those episodes, then you're going to love this episode. So Marvin, speaking of loving episodes, what is your lemonade rating for
another
this
5?
Yes, dare I say a horse?
Giddy up.
Totally agree. So any particular reason why you have for a 5?
It was just outstanding and amazing and made me cry the entire time, which normally I don't like crying all the time, but it was great.
Yes, for me, I'm giving this a 4.95. I loved this episode. And as hard as this episode was for us, and as hard as it was to watch, and I was watching in a bittersweet manner where I was going through my tears, and I felt that even though, you know, a big Mary and Blake commandment is tell us how you feel when you're watching an episode of television. What does it make you feel? And as long as it makes you feel, then it's good to you. It doesn't matter what anybody else says, as long as it makes you feel. And for me, it made me feel in so many different ways. But on top of that, it was excellently written and structured, and how each storyline echoes the other storyline, but not in a repetitive way, not in a way that's like, oh my God, okay, we get it, This Is Us, which they are wont to do. In this particular case, It was emotional. It was a character study on for many people. It was a very simple episode, and it was well written. It is This Is Us at its best, in my opinion. Total This Is Us best quality. So that is my Lemonade rating. Your GBG, Marvin, what do you got for your good, your bad, and your great?
My good was being reminded of Rebecca's loss. Of course, in the car, she talks about her mother having a miscarriage. And it's at that moment that I remembered Rebecca just lost a baby. Mm-hmm. Like mere days before, she carried three children in her womb full term, and one of them didn't make it through birth. And yes, they're still taking home three. And, you know, one of those three, of course, now is Randall. But I think because Randall's been such an integral part of this family and we've just always seen the big three, that I forget that Rebecca lost a child, a full-term child, sure. You know? So then her talking about her mother being sad, you got to see it in Rebecca. So it was a gentle reminder. And as we're most likely going to be hanging out with Jack and Rebecca in the infant days, in the newborn days, we're going to have this loss and possibly some postpartum issues going on. So it was just a nice, gentle reminder. My bad, I had two bads. Even though I gave this episode a five.
Whoa.
They're little nitty bads. Okay. Little nitty gritty bads. Okay.
All right.
First and foremost, Beth at DQ getting her blizzards.
Yep.
Just quickly plops down in the middle seat.
Good point.
She just gave birth to Annie.
Girl, there's no plopping.
Listen, as someone who has given birth twice, I got to tell you, that area is tender, okay?
Sure.
You sit down slowly. You maybe have an inflatable donut.
Did she maybe have a C-section?
Even if she had a C-section, you don't be shifting and moving and just plopping all over the place.
Good point.
She just moved. I just didn't feel the graceful, the like tentativeness that someone who just had situation plopping on a metal chair. Just got to tell you, there is nothing like sitting down after birth.
Yes.
My other bad was the babies not being taken out in car seats and being checked that they're buckled properly. Like, Kate comes out of the hospital holding the baby, and in our hospitals, they make sure the baby's in the car seat. Buckled up.
Yes.
And then Toby just takes the little baby and puts it inside the car seat, except it's swaddled. You can't buckle a swaddled baby. So it just was like these two little things where I'm like, I don't know if that's how it happens in California.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen here in Rhode Island.
They must be smoking a lot of joints out there or something, because that's not right. Here's another quick story, how we put our son into the car seat.
There you go.
When we first had him, we had his legs up above the
belt. He looked like a marionette puppet.
He did.
They didn't. So in our state, at least, I don't know what it's like in your state, but they do not let the baby leave until a nurse has actually checked the child in their little baby car carrier to make sure it's buckled properly, to make sure the baby's all set. Well, we got our little guy in there, and we put a blanket over his lap because it was early. It was early in the spring, and he was sleeping. So instead, they just like kind of trusted us that we were like mature, intelligent human beings.
We were normal people.
And they just trusted us. And for a month, maybe? Hopefully not a month. But for quite some time, I stuck his arms through the upper portion. Like, if you imagine your seatbelt.
No, it was his legs.
His arms and legs were in the same hole. So if you imagine your car seat and the belly part goes over your leg, imagine actually sticking your left leg through that hoop so your arm and leg are out. That's what we did to our infant. And we wondered, why does our kid hate the car so much?
Yeah.
People say babies love the car.
Yeah, why? Our kid screams in the car the entire time.
Yep.
Why would he do that? That's ridiculous.
Yep. Don't make our mistake. Please read the manual. Don't pull a Jack Pearson.
No. No, absolutely not.
And my great is that I cried a lot. Yes. You know, having had this loss, I've been very vocal on Instagram and on my stories about how when I had my DNC surgery, 2 days after that, my pregnancy symptoms went away. So I was pregnant knowing that I had a non-viable pregnancy for the better part of 2 weeks, which was the worst, like to be sick and nauseous and tired and to know that no babies coming out of this. It was very hard for me. And so I just kept saying, like, once I don't feel pregnant, I will start to feel better. And yeah, 2 or 3 days after the surgery, all pregnancy symptoms went away. I got my energy back. I felt great. But because of that, I've been filling my mind and my time and not necessarily digesting the pain of what's happened. And so this is us kind of allowed me, like, oh, I need to deal with some more stuff. And we as a couple need to deal with some stuff that it's okay to still be this raw. Like, it was this month that this all happened. So I think this is us because I needed to cry.
Yeah, it gave you permission to do that.
I don't know if it was permission, but it just, like, opened the gates that needed to be, whichever way it is.
Whatever it is, it was the catalyst.
The release.
Yeah, the release. And I think that's important. All right, for me, the good, I actually have a tie. The score in this episode, for some reason, the score in This Is Us can be excellent. I remember season 3 when they were in Vietnam, and Siddhartha Khosla had all of this different kind of, it was the This Is Us theme, but all these different instruments, and it was just a very different sound. And in this episode in particular, I feel like the score in season 5 has been muted. And probably, you know, for whatever reason that they chose to do. But for some reason, the score in this episode was much more prevalent, but in a different way. It felt very dreamlike. It felt ethereal throughout the entire episode. Not even just the dream sequence with Kevin and his dad, but throughout the whole, it just felt like it was like waving up and down and in and out. And it didn't feel like a normal This Is Us score. And I thought that was the best. I felt like that was appropriate for the kind of stress and for the kind of anxiety that you feel when you bring your kids home for the first time. Like, everything is heightened and things are coming in and out of your brain, and you're watching one thing one way and then you're hearing something a different way. It is wild when you're bringing your kids home for the first time. So I really like that. But my really good is when Jack and Rebecca finally make it home and their kids are asleep, and we have this great bookend of the perfect song. They play the perfect song, and Mandy Moore is just my favorite.
Who was like uber pregnant, could have given birth
like any minute
filming this.
Yeah, right.
This episode.
Not only was it emotional, but you really got a sense of who she is, who Rebecca is at that moment. And you can almost feel it from Mandy Moore, like, that it is real. Like, that line of, I feel like I was one person 4 days ago, and now I'm a totally different person. That really rang true to me. And even the conversation that she has with Jack, and Jack is telling her about his insecurities, this scene was vital to the success of this episode, and it totally, totally nailed it. The bad for me, also a tie. The car at the end, oh, look who's here. And the car's beeping, and it's a white car, and it shows up at Uncle Kevin's, and cut to black. You kidding me, dude? What? It's so cheap.
But who's missing? Who's missing?
Who cares? It's Kate, yep. And it's Madison. Whatever. Who cares? It's just so disingenuous.
Maybe it's Cassidy.
It could be Cassidy.
Hey, you know?
If it's Cassidy. Oh, no, my goodness.
I was saying that joking. I was joking.
No, I ain't. If I'm it's Cassidy, Cassidy, what a reveal. What a reveal. If that's Cassidy, I'd be so happy, because that would make me right. And since I'm take bunkered, I have to be right.
Well, I pick someone else coming in that car.
Okay. And the second one is the guy behind Jack when he's driving and he pulls into the gas station.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. people are aggressive drivers. It's fine. I get it. And he pulls in front of Jack. Also, I get it. Jack's driving slow. Okay, things happen. I'm not saying I agree, but I understand. But the way that he pulls into the gas station, I mean, the car's jumping up and down, and there's sparks flying. It's like an action movie. Who pulls into a gas station like that?
People who really need gas.
I gotta get there so fast.
I mean, I know when I really need gas, I'm in neutral and I don't it to the gas station. I'm like, maybe the hill.
Oh, man. That is so funny. That is so funny. Do you think they'll tell you who the person is this season in the car, in the white car?
Oh, my gosh. If this is what we are, if this is the her of this season.
That's what I'm saying. I hope it's not the her of this season.
If everyone like looks out the window, everyone who's already in the house looks out the window.
And if they say,
look who's here.
Hey, it's her. I'll be pissed. If they say, hey, look who it is. It's her. Hey, get out of here.
It's okay.
All right. So my great though, of course, and it has to go to the conversation between Kevin and his dad. You can never, ever beat a good Kevin Jack moment, especially when Jack talks to old Kevin. It makes my heart sing.
It makes my heart sing too.
Doesn't make your heart sing. I love this moment between the two. I find that this was the emotional crux. This moment and the moment in the car, obviously, between Jack and Rebecca. These two moments were it. These two needed to succeed, and the way that it was shot and how all the close-ups and the everything being bathed in light, it was tremendous, tremendous episode. I mean, tremendous scene, and how turning into your dad and don't be like me. I'm not like my dad. We spent too much time worrying and wasting time. Just be you. Go do you. And how that conversation leads to Kevin saying, okay, I know we've been engaged, but like, let's really get engaged here. Let's actually really do this. So that is my bad, my great.
I wish he came in with like Bruno Mars on his phone. I think I want to marry you.
Nerd!
Like Glee. I would have wanted the whole cast of Glee. I mean, he got John Legend to show up.
Yes.
Maybe he could have gotten like a couple of Glee stars to come in with him. Hey, what are you doing? You live down the road.
Yeah.
The paparazzi guy that usually follows you, he followed me. Come on over. Wear your mask.
You ready for some big three feedback?
Yes.
Let's do it.
And we said,
that's three.
Big three?
Big three!
All right, the first one comes from Brittany Christine on Facebook. She says, 4.9 lemonades. Ooh. My good, seeing Deja and Annie.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Grown up. Yes. I already can't wait to see more of them. But of course, now I want to know if Deja's pregnant with Malik's baby. I'm getting vibes and unexpected pregnancy, so I don't know. I wonder if the guy that she was talking to at the class where she's like, hey, cover for me, I wonder if that's the guy.
That's what I was wondering, too.
I feel like they were a little too comfortable with each other.
I mean, you saw that hair.
Yeah, he was Jon Snow light. He was a poor man's Jon Snow.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh, and you know what Ygritte taught Jon Snow. I mean, dang.
My bad for Brittany says, who the heck pulled up at the end? These little glimpses into the future are killing me. I have a love-hate relationship with them. Brittany, I totally concur on that one. I will co-sign. The great, though, I thought I wasn't going to cry this.
You guys really get miffed by it.
I do.
I'm hashtag I don't care.
Why? How?
Because whoever it is, I'm going to be happy to see him.
I don't know. What if it's Cassidy?
What ifs?
What?
I hope she brought dip.
You're out. Oh, she brought dip.
Okay.
What kind of dip is she bringing?
Oh, like the onion one that you dip the Pringles, not the Pringles, the Ruffles in.
Yeah.
The French onion dip.
See, I feel like...
like a sour cream, and you let it simmer. You let it just kind of like, just get nice and tasty the day.
Oh, so you let it sit in there.
Let it sit in the fridge, like overnight.
Okay, all right. When you said simmer, I thought you were cooking it. No, you don't cook
no,
that
No, I
dip.
Want some like fattening. I mean, Rebecca's dying, okay? We need to eat our feelings. I want the Ruffles with the dip. That's what I want.
I feel like that's a little not on the... I feel like Cassidy would be more on the healthy side.
Why?
I don't know. She's in shape.
Is she?
Yeah, she's in really good shape.
She likes to work out?
Yeah, man.
When have we seen her work out?
In season 4 when she was working out with Kevin, remember?
Oh, yeah.
They were at the gym and they were doing pull-ups.
Yeah, but now Kevin's not there, so her workout buddy's not there, and she's been in a pandemic. She probably perfected the dip recipe.
Maybe it's like a 7-layer dip?
Oh, now you're talking.
Now you're talking, baby. I'm all about the 7-layer dip. All right, the great for Brittany, though, is
why I don't care. Whoever
I wasn't
it is,
going
as long as
to cry this episode, but then Kevin dreamed about Jack. It was perfect to see him holding his grandbabies. My heart. I love that he told Kevin to stop trying to live up to him and be himself.
Yes.
The second one comes from Bonnie. She says 4.8 lemonades. The good.
That.
I just like seeing all the generations and the pairs of parents going through the same experience of driving their newborns home and how they weaved between them by locking in their car seats. Totally agree. Great visual storytelling. Mm-hmm. Bad Kate going all crazy with the birth mom about open adoption. Kate, chill. She is driving home with the people that she just signed her child over to. Don't you think she's a little more emotional and needs some time to grieve? Like, not have you and the baby and she birthed show up to your other kid's birthday party in a couple of weeks?
Like, I love Kate, but Kate's only had one friend since she's been an adult.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
I don't think she, like, once again, love Kate, love her. But you need a few more people in your life to understand social norms.
Yep.
And now Kate's been in a pandemic.
So she's just sitting there.
Like, this is an extrovert who's been bursting at the seams. When can we see each other again? I found a really cool playground. Oh, my God. I made all these plans. We can have matching outfits. It's going to be fantastic. Can you be my second friend? Because Madison's my only other friend. That's Kate. Word vomit. Just
yes.
Nervous word vomit.
Yes.
The world is sunshine and roses.
Kind of like somebody I know.
I'm speaking from experience.
All right. The great, I really love seeing Jack and Kevin's dreams holding the twins. So special when he told Kevin that he was worried about not living up to Jack because that's all that Kevin has been like lately. My dad did this and he didn't miss the birth, etc. It was nice for Dream Jack to let Kevin know it's okay to just be himself.
Yes.
Bonnie, I totally agree. It is something that has been built upon, especially in the past few episodes. And to have this, again, as we talked about earlier, moment of relief. For Kevin, where he's just like, go be you. Stop worrying about being me. You do you. It's just, yeah. You do you, boo. It's just so special. All right, we got a voicemail. You ready for the voicemail?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
All right, here we go.
Blake, it's Kathy from Cleveland.
Kathy from Cleveland!
Yes. With feedback on This Is Us, The Ride. I'm giving this episode 3 lemonades.
Whoa!
I can't remember the last time I watched an episode of This Is Us, and I was actually bored. Bored to tears.
Wow!
Not as many tears as those babies were crying, but bored. I'm not a baby person, and this episode was wall-to-wall babies. More babies than I could handle. And so, couldn't deal with it. I'm going to switch over to Servant, because that baby is a doll. Bye.
Kathy!
I'm going to switch over to the show Servant because that one is a doll. Fun fact, for those of you who like M. Night Shyamalan, those of you who grew up loving Goosebumps books, I know you're there, Zennials. I know you're there.
Yep.
The Servant.
Go watch The Servant.
On Apple TV.
It's
worth you buying like Apple TV for a month.
Yep. Or find another way to watch. Find some illegal way to watch
binge
it.
Binge it for... It's so good.
It's that first
Kathy
season.
Hated this episode, man.
Kathy comes from the clouds on some stuff and she just drops it, man. And this is one of them. Kids, she's like, I don't like kids. That's it.
Babies. She doesn't like babies.
That is why Kathy from Cleveland is in the Marion Blake Listener Feedback Hall of Fame. That is why she is there, because she always brings it. Ready to get into everything else for this show, my darling?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we want to let you know that everything that has been talked about so far has been brought to you by Minute with Mary. Mary, tell me a little bit about Minute with Mary.
So MinuteWithMary.com is your one-stop shop for all things makeup and skincare. And I started doing it almost 4 years ago. So we've been podcasting for how many years? 8 years? 7?
This will be 7
years.
Yeah, we started in 14.
And I started this makeup company 4 years ago. Yep. And it has been one of the biggest blessings in my life because even though it's a pandemic, I work from home by myself with my cat. I put on makeup because it makes me feel a little bit better. So I go live on Facebook and Instagram. You just search the hashtag Minute with Mira. You'll be able to see my tutorials and stuff. I'm here for all of your makeup or skincare questions. If you listen to me, if I'm in your earbuds, earpods, and you have any questions, know that it brings me great joy to help you feel more confident and creative with your makeup and skincare, even if you don't use my stuff. Even if you have stuff at home and you're like, I just bought this in December and I have no idea what I'm doing, message me. I'll help you out. Hashtag Minute with Mary. And if you need anything, minutewithmary.com for all your shopping needs.
Isabel on Facebook says, I feel like Kevin proposing to Madison is still him trying to live up to his dad. Marvin, thoughts?
My thoughts are, how have Kevin and Madison been engaged this long and he still hasn't bought her a ring?
Good point.
Like,
I feel like that's a big deal. Like, yeah. you're Kevin Pearson. You got money for days.
Yeah. Like, at least have a ring. Maybe it's not the ring you definitely want to give her, but you should have something. It just didn't make sense to me. You've got the money. Buy your ring.
Good point. Do you feel like it's him trying to live up to his dad? Or do you think that's something that he really... Here's the question, Mary. Are you buying Kevison?
For Kevin's sake, yes.
What do you mean?
Kevin just wants a family and he wants someone to love. Somebody. Somebody. No? Can anybody find me? That's Kevin. Somebody to love.
Good, good, good call, man. I like that.
Yeah, that's Kevin.
You know, does it echo Jack?
No. This is not, this is, nope. Madison and Kevin are no Jack and Rebecca.
No, no, no. What I'm saying, his action. Does his action, that big sweeping moment of getting lost in this thing.
Had he called up Glee and they come in and sing Bruno Mars, I think I want to marry you, then yes. Think about Jack with like the lights in that apartment. Mm-hmm.
Good point.
Jack was so much more romantic.
Yeah, and here's Kevin giving
Kevin was more romantic with the coffee chick calling up John Legend.
That is very true.
Now, mind you, I'm of the understanding that crappy proposals lead to great marriages. Mm-hmm. Speaking from experience, my engagement was terrible.
Wasn't my best moment.
Yeah. I will argue that it may be one of your worst, but it's okay. Covered in steak sauce, reeking of whiskey.
Yep.
Me thinking, oh, my boyfriend's either dead or breaking up with me. That's why he left me on a beach all day and forget about me.
I was getting a ring specially made. It was being designed and made that day.
It's okay. It's okay. So let's go into this episode. I'm not bitter.
No. Why would you be?
We ended up just fine.
We're fine. We're totally fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
I would say this. I really liked, you may not think that Kevin proposing to Madison echoes Jack, and I'm fine with that. But this episode does make it a point to echo Jack and Kevin in many different ways. And not only is it that they're, you know, Kevin is out there trying to put a beat down on some paparazzi, Jack is going to beat up the guy that cut him off or whatever, but it's both of their significant others that use their brains instead of their emotion. They both take control of the situation. Rebecca saying, Jack, what are you doing? You have three babies in the car. And Madison jumping in saying, yeah, Kevin, I'll take care of this.
And I'll just lie to this paparazzi guy that he can take a picture of you.
With no shirt, because no it's shirt worth more.
And tight pants.
Because the package. Got to see the package.
Oh, my God. I mean, we laugh, though, but this is like how we talked about The Leftovers.
Justin Theroux?
Yeah.
Running in his sweatpants?
Very tight sweatpants, like shrunk in the dryer.
Oh, man. So much flopping around when he was running. So much awkward. Flopping.
And great.
It's so great. But also,
I love it because on the flip side, he's making it his own way. You know what I mean? It's Jack saying, like, you do you, boo. You go have your family. Go love on them in your own way. What you think of me or the stories that you've heard, make your own stories. And so, yes, was Kevin's proposal not super dramatic? But on the flip side, isn't that the beauty of it? That he's done all these grand gestures for other people, that he is Kevin Pearson and can do all these things. But really, when it comes down to it, he wants a simple family, like the simplicity of family. He left his job, his movie job.
Yep.
To simply be with his family. So on that sense, I do think it's rather romantic.
In addition to Kevin and Jack, we actually have some more echoing going on in a big way. And that is in the adoptive side of the story, where it is Randall, who was adopted himself. Later on, Deja is pregnant and it's all part of his family tree that he's wanted. He always wanted to feel like he knew where his roots were coming from, and he never got that. And his experience of having his own children, having Annie having his eyes, and he'll know those eyes when he sees it in his grandkids. Is it written purposely that it's Deja, the adopted child that has the first grandkid? Maybe. I think that might be on purpose. And at the same time, we have Kate's story echoing Randall's in a way that she wants Haley to know her birth parents or her birth mother so that she doesn't have the same experience as Randall. And she understands that adoption can be a positive experience, not just what Randall had, being the truth being held from him. That moment, though, when the nurse says to Randall, she has your eyes.
Ugh.
And then Randall talking to Annie, little baby Annie, about the tree branches and wanting to see that, and just really, also really special. Again, emotional, informs character. The character is dictating the story. The story is not dictating the character. And well written, like just spectacularly written and well acted too, by the way.
Can I have a moment with Beth in that hospital?
Yes, absolutely.
When she says, I don't want to leave here, it's like a spa. You've got Madison who's like, all right, get me home. I want to go sleep in my own bed. Blake and I, for our second baby, we wanted to stay there as long as possible. Oh my gosh. Someone was bringing us food. We didn't have a toddler running around climbing all over the bed. We just had this little baby who would like eat, sleep, poop, and then just sleep the whole time. And we could watch TV, watch Outlander, and just sleep and eat. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, uncomfortable bed, but it was like a spa.
Have you noticed that this season has featured a lot of car driving?
Yeah, I'm nervous anyone's going to get in a car accident. I'm actually glad that there was a car accident because I know that's now off the table.
Yes.
I'm always nervous. Like when Randall's handing out things to Beth behind him, I'm like, keep your eyes on the road. Keep your eyes on the road. And then when Kevin was driving and he was like, I'm not feeling right. I'm tired. I think I'm seeing things.
We thought we saw COVID Kevin.
Yeah. We were like, oh my gosh.
It's COVID Kevin.
Is he sick? Did we call it last week? And then I said to Blake, I'm actually sorry that I want him to have COVID because he's got two infants in the car. He's going to do two newborns. I take it back, world. And then he didn't have COVID. He was just seeing the guy, the paparazzi, driving. Which, did you want Madison to get up close to the guy and be like, hi, excuse me, and take his camera?
Boom!
And no, not punch him, but like break the camera.
Yes.
But okay, so if paparazzi are following you, they're snapping photos of you and you don't want it, you probably can't legally take and break their camera.
No, because it's their property. And if you're in public and you're in a public street, can't trespass your eyes. Like they can take as many pictures of you as they want. It's just how it is. Even let's say for the sake of argument that they're standing in the road and they're taking pictures of you in your home and your blinds aren't drawn. Doesn't matter. You can't trespass your eyes.
It feels so weird.
It does feel weird.
Like, obviously, you and I podcast and we put ourselves on live video, but when...
But nobody cares about us.
I mean, the news reporters who wear boots cares about me.
That's true. That guy.
When I found out about that website, even though it was all footage that had been put up on purpose, when people are using your footage in just different ways, you're like, oh, God, who are these boot fetish people and why are they screenshotting a little show in Rhode Island? Leave me alone. But yeah, I wanted her to smash the camera, but then I realized she'd probably get in deep trouble.
She would not. That would not be. That DSLR plus that huge, you know, what's it called?
There was a chunky lens. Camera.
That's
yeah.
A chunky camera. That's heavy. Yeah, the past number of episodes, I think, have been marked by a lot of car driving. Do you think it's because of COVID? Do you think they're just trying to keep people separate as possible so that way they don't have to interact all that much?
I really don't see it that way. I just see that these are important events that everyone needs to go to and from. I don't really know. I didn't think about it that way.
Sure.
I mean, if you're in a car and you're talking, you don't need your mask. I don't know. That's a tricky question, Blake. I have not thought much of it. Yep. Yes, could season 5 technically be called car season? Maybe.
So far.
Maybe.
I mean, think about it. We had the car ride going for Kate going to see Mark. Then we got the car ride going to New Orleans. Coming back from New Orleans.
Canada.
Car rides going home from the hospital. Madison talking to
that was the back from New Orleans.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, like all of
you
these.
You may be counting some of these two or three times, but yes, I hear what you're saying.
There you go.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
But you know, This Is Us is known for having these kind of episodes. I mean, especially with the misdirection of cars and accidents and whatever. But even the emotional framing around a car. If you remember, I think it was season 2?
I mean, I don't really know what else they could be doing. If they were just all home like us watching Bridgerton in our jammies. Because let's be real, what else is going on right now in their lives?
Right.
Digital school, not fun to watch.
Nope.
Bridgerton in your jammies.
That's fun to watch.
I mean, if you're the one watching it, but I don't want to be watching Beth and Randall sitting on the couch having wine and popcorn because you know Beth has her wine.
Oh, she's all about the wine.
And watching Bridgerton.
Is she drinking a Cab Sav or is she like a Moscato person or is she going all in with the Pinot Grigio, Pinot Grigio?
No, I think she'd be a Cab Sav. She's a red girl.
She's a red girl?
She is.
Now, are we talking Cab Sav, Pinot Noir, or is she a blend girl?
She might be a blend.
I think she's a blend girl.
I like that.
I'm all about the blend life.
Yeah, and she like mixes it up. If she's having something salty, she's having some sweet, she's having some steak.
Yeah.
She's got a little bit of something everything. She's got a whole...
We just had a bourbon cask red wine the other day. It was delightful.
Agreed.
It was called 1924. It was amazing. Anyway, if you remember, like, I think it was season 2.
Are you still talking about cars?
Yeah, well, this is more pertinent. Season 2, the car. Remember after Jack died, they had the car about the episode about the Wagoneer?
Yes.
This episode was like the inverse of that. The car, that episode, season 2, was about the Wagoneer and looking back on their lives. And this episode, The Ride, is about them in these cars, the rides, looking forward in their lives. Everybody's looking forward to everything. And I find that a great piece of storytelling.
Nice.
Yeah, you know.
Can I give a major shout out for the adult Annie and Deja?
Yes.
The actress who portrayed adult Deja did it so well that I had to keep making sure that it wasn't the current younger actress of Deja. Her mannerisms, the way that she spoke, was so spot on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like you thought it was her.
Yes.
Like 100%. Guaranteed.
Yes. So well done. And she's pregnant. She is learning to be a doctor in medical school or somehow in medical school. You know, now, okay, welcome to the labor and delivery unit. This is where these things happen. And she's acting bored. Is she really bored or is she just like, this is awkward because I'm pregnant? Or did she need to go puke? Why did she leave? Why did she say babies aren't that interesting or whatever she said? And then she left.
Well, then that she had the reveal of...
Yeah, but that's why I'm wondering, like, why did she leave? Did she need to puke? Did she feel uncomfortable because she was like, holy crap, this is me? Like, I'm going to be having a baby soon and I'm uncomfortable knowing everything that we're about to see and do? Mm-hmm. Or is the guy standing next to her the baby daddy? And she's like, I don't want to be in the delivery room floor next to the guy whose baby I'm hosting right now. Anyway, hosting.
Oh!
Like a parasite. Oh, man. Oh, man. Loved the moment where they were taking all the diapers. That is a clutch moment. For those of you who are hoping to have kids someday, seriously, take all the diapers, everything you can, all the nipple cream. They intend for you to take it all out when you leave. Rebecca worrying about the manuals. Like when Jack was like, oh, I have to go install the car
seats. I'm Jack Pearson. I feel like that's what we were all saying. It's Jack Pearson. He got it.
Yep.
It's Jack Pearson. He's got it.
That was you, Blake. Totally. I know how to do this.
It's fine. I got it.
And then mirroring with Kevin sitting in the car looking on YouTube. Yeah. Like cursing at it. Like, what do you mean?
my fingers are too muscular for this. I can't do it.
I liked the detail. Even though I was shocked how quickly Beth sat down in the middle seat at the DQ at the Dairy Queen.
Yes.
I did like how Rebecca mm-hmm. was acknowledging, ouch, I can't turn because of my stitches.
Yes.
So I appreciated that because, yeah, mommies are in tough shape after birth. So well done. Deja gets a little Sophie giraffe from Annie, and Annie says, this is an old school toy from France.
Came out like 2 years ago.
No, not 2 years ago.
I know, but
it's within this decade, and people still love it. How do you feel about, I would give everything I own?
I'm in.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it.
Give up my life. Do you want to hear something sad?
Sure.
The only way I know that song?
Why?
It's because of NSYNC.
Oh, goodness gracious.
True story. Just have you.
NSYNC. Get out of here.
Yeah, I was like.
With your frosted tips and your jean outfits.
I was like, wow, I know this song. Like, but I know NSYNC singing it. Okay. Nope.
Madison, I want to talk about Madison real quick because I do feel like she and Kevin have jumped right into this bad boy, and how could they not? They have twins now together. But what I do like what's happening, I remember a few episodes ago, one of our listeners said, I feel like Madison has lost her spunkiness, her flightiness. Well, it may be back, but it also, I think...
not the flightiness.
No, but I think motherhood...
suits her.
Motherhood has given her a kind of confidence. And I think having that mirror Rebecca's lack of confidence is really important because I feel like Madison has been given something that she probably is just naturally good at for herself that she didn't even know. And now because of that, perhaps this helps her struggle with food. And she's able to move forward. I mean, the way that it's portrayed, I mean, she takes to these babies
right away.
And she's got them in the hands and they're sleeping and she's taking the kids.
She takes them from the car into the house by herself.
Kevin's sleeping. Oh, yeah, you're asleep. Yeah, I didn't want to wake you up.
That would not have happened if
there were me in place. No
chance. I would be like, listen, we're here. There's two babies. I can't even get out of this car because I'm sitting on a donut still.
Yes.
And yes. I still want my Blizzard, please.
How do you feel? how do you feel?
I don't even like Blizzards.
How do you feel about the line, Jack, you don't suck the air out of the room. You are the air. I ask you because it's a sweet moment, but it's a little too cheesy for me.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. A little cheesy. But we're all on the Jack train.
Yes.
Like, we all feel that way, right? Like, when there's Jack in an episode 5, like, give me the Jack. Does Jack make you cry every time? So, cheesy, but very, very true for all of us viewers of This Is Us.
Yes, yes. All right, the last thing I want to say about this episode was the stuff with Randall really got me. Only because I'll be honest. I've struggled with... my identity and what it means to have a family and have kids. And there was even that moment between Jack and Rebecca where they look back and they say, we're a family now. Mm. Like, we're a family. holy smokes. And I think each of the main characters have this moment of realization where even like with Kevin Madison, hi, it's just the two of us. No, it's the four of us, yep. You know? And then Randall saying, this is my family tree. This is, you know, like you are my branches. And I cried at that part too, because there was a moment, I grew up in a family where like Christmases and Thanksgivings were enormous, 35 people at these parties. And I thought that was the best. And I thought that was awesome. And I loved it. And I wanted it for my family. And we tried to do that. And we stuck a round peg in a square hole for a long time, or a square peg in a round, whatever. I don't care. Whatever the analogy is. And with COVID this year, it was just myself, my bride, and my two children. And it was the happiest I've been on Christmas in a decade, because it was mine. It was just me and everything that was a part of me. Mm. And I thought about that when Randall was saying this to little baby Annie, and he's talking about it with Beth. And man, just that shift in identity. Like this episode was made for us right now. Like it absolutely was. That shift in identity from who you were to who you are once you have this family, and how you transition. It's a big one, and it comes very easily for some people. But I think for me, it was very difficult. As much as I loved it, and I love my wife, and she's a part of me, but just having this little nuclear family that is ours is something that hasn't really stuck with me or really shown its head until recently. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, I don't know why recently, but it has. And maybe it's the COVID of it all. Maybe it's just that we've been with each other, and you know, we're out there looking out for each other. You know, when Mary's like, we have to go help people, we have to do this, and I'm like, no, stay home. Stop worrying about everybody else. Take care of the four people that are in this house. Number one.
Blake has to say that to me about once a month.
Yes.
Blake, I need to go help out with this cause. Blake, I need to go do this. I saw some people on the street. And Mary?
Worry about us. It's very Slytherin of me and very Gryffindor of her.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Anything else that you want to say about this episode, my love?
I really loved it.
Yeah, me too. I really, really like this episode. I know Kathy from Cleveland gave it a 3. Kathy, you're on Mars. This is not a 3. This is.
Hey, if you don't like babies, it can be a 3.
That's a good point. All right. So,
Can I just have a moment?
Yeah, let's do it.
When Jack was holding the twins, like two babies at a time.
Yes.
And then was able to put one down while one holding hand. The other. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's a multiples baby daddy. Yeah, and
that was another thing that got me crying too. That
he could just do it because he had three at a time. And Kevin's like, how did you do it? And he's like, I don't even know what he said because I was crying so hard. But I just watched him have these two babies, which are probably dolls, very servant. But yes, it's okay.
Very servant.
It's COVID times. And he just puts them down. And I know for you and I, we've only had one baby at a time. We'd be like, oh, what do we do? I can only hold one at a time. But here's a dad who's done it before and just casually is doing it.
When Jack says to Kevin, Kevin says, Jack, how'd you do it? And Jack replies, well, I had your mother and I had you kids, and that was all I ever wanted. That was just instant tears for me. Just, oh my God. I get teary eyed thinking about it.
Brittany Christine is reminding us Toby losing his job. This is.
I got a hot take about this, so I'm holding off. That's why I haven't mentioned it.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to say, I think that this could be. I'll take this over someone having COVID. I'll take Toby losing his job over someone actually getting sick.
Yeah, I like it. It's an organic thing. It's something that's
happening to so many people.
Yeah, more than half the country. I mean, it's happened to. So I think it's I think it's very fitting that this is us approaches this aspect of COVID.
I mean, imagine this. They now have two little ones. Kate doesn't work.
Right. What are they going to do?
They need health insurance.
They got a blind baby who they need
OT for.
Sure.
What is Toby going to do for a job?
I don't know. We'll see. It's not like the jobs ever mattered in this show before anyway. So
truly, maybe Kevin will just take care of him.
Yeah, right. I think they had that one scene when Toby was at work that one day, because I think everybody was busting This Is Us balls so bad about the job situation. They're like, we have to write in Toby having a job somewhere. So it was like some like vague IT job at some vague IT company.
Well, this is how they're fixing the problem. He's laid off. Now he's not expected to ever be at work.
Yes. Yep. Good point.
It's like a soap opera.
All right. Ready for some In or Out?
Yes.
All right, In or Out is brought to you by jointhenerdclan.com. Make sure you go over there to find all different kinds of great bonus material and extras from myself and Mary, whether it is my book club or Mary's book club about Bridgerton, or even Keep Common Crown On. And of course, the ever-popular After Dark episodes, which is happening after this episode. So if you want to support and keep supporting an independently produced podcast like this and all the ones that we do here at Mary and Blake Media, please become a member at jointhenerdclan.com, where it's just the best community on the interwebs. All right, let's do it.
What's it going to be, McFly? Are you in?
All right, Marvin, In or Out on taking supplies from the hospital.
All about it.
I am all about it, too. Give me, I will bankrupt the hospital if I have to.
No, I mean, yes, a lot of hospitals have gone bankrupt. But I just felt so lucky. You know, like, look at all this stuff. We already had a bajillion diapers. We already had all the stuff. I think we still have, like, remnants of the things that
probably. I'd say we have some gauze pads still and, like witch hazel that we did not need.
Oh, my goodness gracious. But, yes, all in it. You feel like you won the lottery.
In or out on dream sequences.
If they include Jack Pearson, I'm in.
I'm in on dream sequences. I'm in, and you're right, especially if it's Jack Pearson.
Yes.
Give me all of the Jack Pearson with the older kids. Give me all of it. And that's why I still maintain. Here is an early hot take. This is a take revival. Okay? A take revival. They are absolutely going to end this show at Jack's tree. With all the mentioning of Randall and the tree branches and everything, and you know Rebecca's going to die. So they're all going to go to the tree, and they're going to spread her ashes at the tree along with next to Jax. It's going to happen. Totally going to happen. And it's all going to end with all of them together. Jack with the older kids and the young kids, all of them all together are going to be at the tree.
Cue the tears.
It's totally going to happen. I guarantee it. All right, in or out on Sophie the giraffe?
In.
I'm out.
I know you are. I thought it was an expensive,
it was like $40
thing.
For this little thing.
It was like $19.
And it didn't even work. I don't even know what it's supposed to do. Exactly. That's why I'm out.
It's like there's four legs so the kids can like chew on it. It's a chew toy for the babies, a teething toy. I shouldn't call it a chew toy. That's a dog thing. A teething toy. But it is. It's supposedly great. Our kids just put anything that was a toy in their mouths. So,
In or out on Jack Daniels?
Meh.
You know, I liked Jack Daniels when I was like 25.
Okay.
I'm more of a maker's mark kind of guy now.
Me too.
I'm in on that. In or out on Nips?
I'm in.
I'm out.
Do I know why I'm in?
Let's hear it.
Like, when you get to travel and you're just like going to go somewhere overnight, you don't need to bring a whole bottle of stuff.
That's true.
You know?
But then you go to a bar.
No, I don't want to go out to a bar. I want to stay inside and wear my jammies. I traveled so I could just sleep somewhere else. You know it's true, too. What do you want to do? I don't know. Just stay in and watch TV?
Yeah, let's just...
Watch Deadliest Catch? And...
Can we get room service? You know what? Hashtag true.
I know.
In or out on the show Felicity?
Oh, honey, you know the answer.
Oh, come on. It's always
it's
in.
It's so in.
As a matter of fact, Felicity and J.J. Abrams are getting...
Makes me want to shout.
Telling you,
this show is literally like, what is our target audience? Boom.
Yes, absolutely.
Mary Larson.
Yep. Felicity was one of those shows that slipped past me.
Yep, because you were born in 1983.
No, it's not. Nope. It doesn't have to do
you're
with the year difference.
You're a little more millennial than zennial.
Oh, get out of here.
You're a little bit more, Blake.
Take.
A little bit more.
Take that filthy language right out of your mouth.
We'll see. We'll see.
But it slipped past me. I was too busy watching other stuff.
Mm.
And Mary introduced me to Felicity when she was pregnant with our daughter. And I loved it. Loved every second of it. And it was showrun by J.J. Abrams of Star Wars fame. Like, you can't get it in Lost fame. You can't get any better than that.
I thought I was pregnant with our son when we watched it.
No, because we had
him. Pregnant
him.
With her, we watched Gilmore Girls.
No, it must have been in between then.
Yeah.
It must have been in between. Yeah. Because I remember we were babysitting the people that you babysat for.
Yes.
And we had Reese. We had our son, and he was sleeping in between us. Remember, we were washing them in the sink. Yes. We were watching Felicity. I brought the DVDs.
Because we have them all. So we are in on Felicity.
Yes. In or out on short hair Carrie Russell from
Way to
Felicity.
Go. You know, you do you, boo.
Kind of out.
You don't like short hair. So like, whatevs. You're going to say out on anybody with short hair.
No, that's not true.
You said out on me with short hair, and you love me.
I do love you.
See?
But I love your long hair. Oh, man. All right. In or out on Dr. Sleep?
Meh.
Yeah. I loved Dr. Sleep. I thought it was great.
Okay.
Thought it was excellent. In or out on Dairy Queen?
Out.
I feel like Dairy Queen is confused. Doesn't know what it wants to be.
I'm lactose intolerant. So I have to be out. The only time I'm not lactose intolerant is when I'm pregnant.
Good point.
I know.
People are asking, what does nips mean?
Oh, it's not nipples.
No, not nipples. Not nipples.
It's the wee little drinkies.
Yeah, it's the little shots that you can get. What Jack got, that's a nip. So, and like...
a Boston thing?
It might be a Boston thing, like
packy. What do other people call it?
What do you call
the little bottles of alcohol? Like the onesie twosies?
Yeah, like, I don't... Whatever. You get them in a whole sleeve. You get a nip sleeve.
What's a nip sleeve?
It's a sleeve, a literal sleeve with four or five
shirt?
No, like a netting or plastic, and it comes with like 4 or 5 nips in it.
Oh,
and you get a nip sleeve.
Okay.
I feel like when you walk around with nip sleeves, you're like 21 years old, or you're 20 and you think you're awesome.
Okay, but moving you're not. On.
All right. In or out on Oreo Blizzard being the best Blizzard?
I can't have Blizzards.
Well, no, you have ice cream. You've had Blizzards. I know you have.
When have I had a Blizzard?
You've had a Blizzard with me somewhere.
We don't have Dairy Queens in Rhode Island.
We have one in Massachusetts. We went to one right before we went to the Patriots game.
That was the only time I've ever been to a Dairy Queen, though, and it was because it was in a different state. I don't have this thing here.
No, we have Stewart's.
I can't buy alcohol.
We have the one Stewart.
From anywhere, unless you're at a Packy, and I don't have a Dairy Queen. And I used to see the commercials for it on Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. Kind of like Sonic.
And there was like, yes. And like the Blizzard had like a song to it, and all these kids would be like, Dad, bring us after baseball practice. And I was like, what is this magical place? I want to go.
I want a Blizzard.
I'm lactose intolerant, but I still want it. Finding out I was lactose intolerant was such a redeeming moment of my life. My parents used to make me drink milk for dinner. Because that's when you know you're a kid of the 80s and 90s. Got milk?
Yeah, you got to drink milk.
I don't like it. Okay, it tastes bad. It smells bad to me because my body was telling me, don't drink this. You get sick. So I used to tell my parents, like, it makes my stomach feel bad. My mom, nope. Didn't believe me.
Your mother
didn't believe me.
Didn't suffer no fools.
There was one day I had to stay at the dining room table until 8 p.m. with my glass of milk and
warm
leftover
milk.
Lentils that I didn't want to eat either. And finally she let me go
to
bed.
Not great, Bob.
Yeah, welcome to my childhood. You guys wonder why I'm the way I am. I had to watch PBS and eat lentils and drink milk that I was allergic to. And it wasn't until I was in high school and I was junior year of high school.
For those of you watching us live, you know Mary is intense when she starts pointing at me.
Because I was like the most redeeming moment of my life. I mean, there have been redemption moments, but when I was 16 years old or 17, however I was a junior in high school. I was having all these stomach issues. Come to find out, I have anxiety and irritable bowel syndrome. Yay. They did a lactose test on me.
Uh-huh.
And I remember the moment vividly. the doctor came out and was like, yeah, there's no big problems, but there is lactose intolerance. And I was like, what? What?
Excuse me?
Oh my God, Mom! You made me drink milk all this time! I'm allergic to it!
Shame.
So no, Blake, I don't go to Dairy Queens. I don't even have one, but if I did, I couldn't.
All right, you ready for some hot takes?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. All right, you got one?
You go first. Yours is first.
All right, fine. I'm take reversing. I am take reversing.
You know what that's called?
What's that?
Chicken shh.
That's not
yeah,
that.
Yeah, guys. You're like, oh, I'm the best. And when I get this right, I'm going to play my little like ding, ding, ding bell. And now you're take reversing.
I'm take reversing. I have to take reverse.
Yeah, because you are. I mean, you should just say, I'm wrong.
No, it's a take reverse.
I'm wrong.
It's a take.
How about this? Past tense. I was wrong.
No, it's a take contraction.
I'm going to just cover the bases and now take everything. So this may happen. This may not happen. You're pretty much, you know what you're like?
What?
You're like Trump at press conferences. I'm not saying.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
I'm not.
All right, you know what? We're just going to leave that there. I am take reversing.
Okay.
Kate is not dead in the future.
Like, this is a giant take reverse.
This is a big, I'm not saying it wasn't a.
Not saying you should put bleach in your body, but. Kate may be dead. Kate may not be dead. That's essentially.
Yep. Tina says take backsies. Yeah, it's a take backsie. Okay.
Yeah, I just went there.
To say put bleach in your body.
Listen, I'm not being political. I'm just saying.
It's an assessment.
Okay. Go, Blake.
It's a take assessment from Mary.
Right. So now Blake is saying. Kate isn't dead.
Kate is not dead.
Welcome to the party, Blake.
Here is my.
You know who also isn't dead? Who? Annie.
Annie's not dead.
Annie's safe. And Peggy, not dead.
It's Washington. Kate is not dead. Kate is not dead in the future. The reason why I know she's not dead is because Toby was being super creepy on the phone as Kate is walking out with Haley. He's like, yeah, I gotta go. Kate's here. Yeah, Kate's literally here. I have to go.
Because he was getting fired on the phone.
I think he got fired prior to that, and he's talking to somebody right now that he shouldn't be talking to. He's got a history.
You think he's got a little someone on the side?
I don't know if he's got someone on the side, but he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing, because that's why he was so quick to get off the phone.
I thought he was getting fired.
It wasn't.
Like calling a coworker and like, I just got fired too. You just got fired, me too.
Maybe it was a coworker.
You want to have a club?
Maybe it was a coworker, but it wasn't one of those professional conversations where it was like, okay, I understand. Thank you. Yeah, my wife's coming. I have to go. It was, yeah, yeah, Kate's here. I got to go. Yeah, Kate's like literally here. I have to go. Thank you. Like, yeah, yeah, we'll talk about it later. Like, it was someone okay. that is a little comfortable,
okay.
maybe a little too comfortable with.
What was the girl's name in the text? Kate... What was her name?
Oh, I don't remember.
The CrossFit girl?
CrossFit girl. Yeah, it was CrossFit Rebecca or something. I can't
CrossFit
remember.
CrossFit Hottie?
It was CrossFit Hottie. So all I'm saying is he was talking to somebody shouldn't have been talking to. Shouldn't have been doing it.
Okay, fine.
So it's a take reversal, but it's more of
you're taking back. You're saying, please don't put bleach in your body.
Sure. All right. What do you got for your... please don't put bleach in your body. Oh, man. Life is good. All right.
What's
your hot take?
Kevin ends up with Sophie. Because Annie gave Deja... a Sophie.
Oh, look at you.
Hey.
Oh, this is a deep
like,
take.
Oh, what's this? Oh, it's a Sophie. Because whose house are they going to? Kevin and Sophie's.
Oh, look at you, Mary. House take it.
Makes me want to shout. Why would they have given a Sophie?
Good point. You know what you are? You're take mining right now. You are take mining. You are mining the information.
Okay.
Dave here on Facebook says it's Lady Kryptonite.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Isabel says here on Facebook, also, I don't think that Toby is wearing a ring in the future. You are right, Isabel. He is not wearing a ring. So I'm just throwing it out there. He's acting a little funky. And I don't know if Kate knows about it. I don't know if he wants Kate to know about it. All I'm saying is things ain't looking good for your boy Toby.
He is not my boy. He is not my boy.
It's the royal your boy.
It's the royal you.
It's the ton, if you will.
No.
All right, you ready to close this bad boy out?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. I didn't cry. Did not cry. Yeah. It's called pivot.
Nancy says, CrossFit hussy? Is that a descendant of the pie hussy?
Potentially. That would be an amazing hussy line.
Oh, that is a great Outlander line.
Hi, hussy, for all of our Outlander friends.
That is a great Outlander line. Thank you.
Thank you all so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate you, especially our friends at jointhenerdclan.com, who through your patronage, shows of ours are able to be made, produced, and sent out to you. So we hope that you have a good time with your loved ones this week. Hold them close. We watch a lot of episodes of This Is Us as we're going on a little break. My name's Mary.
My name's Blake. We'll see you in March.
This Is Us, too.